I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group is behind last week's attacks in both Tunisia and Yemen. Open Doors' David Curry warns this will likely be a regular thing.
I believe we're going to see more events like this because you have large populations of people who are in need of resources. They don't have jobs. And the Islamic State, because they've been allowed to grow and prosper, have the money to pay these folks to radicalize.
ISIS is in 11 countries now. In most of these areas, Christians are targeted for extinction. However,
the gospel is growing and more people are coming to know Jesus as their savior, but they're also being forced out of some of their homelands in the Middle East.
Meanwhile, God often does the unexpected, doesn't he? Well, Greg Kelly, CEO of World Mission, says until recently, he believed evangelism into northern Kenya would stem from Nairobi.
What I am learning today is that God is raising up among the minority Christians, even in the Turkana, a missionary call to go and reach their brothers and sisters among the Borana and among the Pokot and among the Samburu and even into the country of Somalia.
Ask God to bless and protect the Turkana missionaries as they distribute the Treasure Audio Bibles to neighboring people groups. And finally, extreme poverty forces a single mother of seven to live and work in a garbage dump in Mexico. But because of Living Water International, their lives have been transformed. But so many marginalized families like hers are still waiting for hope. And you can help. Just $25 can offer water for life in Jesus' name to these families in need. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. ISIS is all over the news. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book, Killing Christians, Leaving the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.